Jenkins, he's like you, the way he can't do, man. I tell you, he's always telling me why he can't do something. I told him to tell you to make your own papers on it and tell him if you don't, you're not going to give him any bonus, though. And then you make him run that belt and pole, or buy it as an ad, by God, if they're too lazy to run it.
That's right.
Then you won't have to work so hard in the election, you won't have to contribute to taxes.
Oh, all right. All right, now Jack Flynn, who's the president of New York Daily News.
Yeah.
Who went to school in a year or two behind me up there.
Yeah.
And he wrote me a letter after he saw this story. I had old Jack Wheeler send it over to him.
Yeah.
Whether
he
ran it or not.
No, they're too damn busy riding that Ted Lewis one. He writes a column against me every day. I want to meet him.
All right. Now, Jack Flynn wrote a letter me, and he said, can't you get your friend to ask me and Dick Clark, who's the editor, to come down and visit with him?
Yeah, sure. Answer is yes. Yes.
What do you want me to tell him?
Tell him that's fine, and I'd also like that some bitch Ted Lewis would write some mean poem about the old time. He claims he's a great Johnson man, and he loves me.
Yeah.
And he hurts him worse than he does me to give me hell.
Right.
Remind me of my daddy when he used to whip him out at me. He said, son, it hurts me worse than it does you. I never did believe it, though.
All right. After first year.
Yeah, he can come down this week if he wants to. Let me see what I've got on.
All right.
Quick. Houston?
Yeah.
I can see him Saturday at lunch.
Saturday at lunch. I'll let you know in 2 hours, or I'll call Walter.
Yeah, tell him he's got a boy named Mike O'Neill that I'm very fond of that went around the world with me.
Mike O'Neill?
Yeah, I'll tell him that Ted Lewis is a good Johnson man, at least he claims he is, but he has to kind of get his information from somebody else. He never does get it from me, and I'd like to do the leaking to him. He got to write a column a day. And it's kind of like Pearson. He's got to fill it up, and I'd like to leak it instead of letting my enemies leak it.
All right, I'll do it.
I'll trade with him 50-50.
All right.
Tell him I'll leak him and bring him over.
All right, now Saturday, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Anything else?
All right.
Now, you going to get me about 25 copies of that building set up here?
Oh, sure.
I told Walter to tell you that. He didn't do it, did he?
I am talking
about it. I told him to tell you also to, for God's sakes, get that Houston Heart article written on the front page of the Caller and San Antonio Express and all of them.
All right,
I
can't understand.
You're so damn modest that you don't.
I can't understand why Bob is so afraid. He'll go overboard.
Well, why don't he go overboard? I've been going overboard about him for 25 years.
That's what I say. All right, we're gonna move on.
You tell him that if he can't print his publisher's article, he's a hell of a shape, that fella is.
All right, I tell you, we have a wonderful
lot of
papers running.
Well, they're Washington Star. Who else you send it to?
Oh, about 60 of these biggest papers in the United States. I didn't tell them trouble. Old Jack Wheeler there. They paid for it.
Who is Jack Wheeler?
He's the head of the North American newspaper line.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, you ought to send it up there to the Dallas Times, huh? Or the Star Telegram.
All right. Well, both of them are going to print it. They don't take the service, but the only paper that takes it in this state is the Amarillo Globe and the Houston Chronicle.
Well, did Amarillo Globe print it?
Yeah, sure did.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's done, yeah. I don't know why Houston passed it up, but that's the reason I gave it to Bill Hobby.
Yeah.
I said, they haven't. Can you take it, let me cut to the Standard and see what they say about it.
That's good.
And Miller sent it to 75 Southern papers.
Oh, that's just wonderful. That's
a personal letter with every one of them. They stayed up. It's just like working for you. By gosh, they stayed in all this last night at 9 o'clock.
I think it's you're a better reporter than you are a publisher. But you're a better friend than you are either one.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.